game.
Okay, thank you so much for giving me this
interview. Who are you and what are you doing here at SFU?
My name is Eric Taylor. I'm at SFU. It's been a long journey. I'm originally from Montgomery, Alabama, and I was brought up in 2008-2009 to play with the BC Lions of the CFL, and obviously I've been around since. I got into coaching with SFU last year as a receiver coach. Head coach reached out to me, Coach Mike reached out to me, brought me on as a receiver coach, so that's how I ended up at SFU.
And we came here together to talk about spring ball, and can you explain to what spring ball is?
Well, spring ball is definitely like it's used as a measuring stick to see, obviously, the type of team you have, the personnel you have, the type of systems that you actually are trying to implement, style of play, if you will. It's just basically like I said, a measuring stick to see where you are and basically where you need to go to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish as a football league team.
And how did you prepare for spring ball?
Spring ball it's a little different for me because I'm coming into a role this spring as the head of an offensive unit. So, I mean, it's been, you know, putting the system together on paper and trying to get, obviously, our players to kind of understand that system and understand what we're trying to do. So we're definitely in the beginning phases of my system, our system. So it's preparing for it for me was definitely like making sure that they understand the system that we're actually trying to implement. So it wasn't like I was preparing for the spring, you know, months and months and months ago. It's like once we get into it, we make adjustments, we're actually getting things going as we're actually into spring.
And spring ball is also for recruiting. How did you get involved with
football?
Well,
I mean, it comes... I started playing football at the age of 5 in Alabama. So it's been a long, long road of playing football. I mean, where I'm from, football is practically a religion. Like, it's either you're going to play it, and if you're not playing it, you know, you looked at strange. Like, what are you doing? So, I mean, being able to get into football early was a blessing. Obviously, opened up many doors for me, received athletic scholarships to kind of play the game. So, but it was definitely pushed by mom and dad that, you know, sports were important and we had to choose a sport. So I think definitely pushed by parents that got me into football. But yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, working hard at it and becoming, you know, pretty decent at it opened some doors for me.
And do you have any tips for someone that wants to start playing football or is unsure about it or would like
well,
to
I mean, play? Like anything. I mean, if you're interested in starting, you know, football, like, I mean, I would say study the game, get out, work on your craft for, you know, whatever it is that you may be interested in playing within the game of football, and just continue to work and grind at it. And the more you practice at it, hopefully the better you become. And, you know, doors will be open for them as well. I'll just say, you know, for the most part, just practice, work on your craft.
And the preparation for the new season started already. How would you rate the last season, and what did you learn from the last season?
It's a loaded question, man. last season we did some things, you know, well, but we definitely needed overall more improvement of the team and aspect of last season, but I definitely think, you know, we are progressing. We're further ahead, in my opinion, in the spring now than we were the spring last year. So I would say that we are definitely progressing as a staff and progressing as a football team, you know, compared to last year at a pretty decent rate.
And how are you preparing for the new season?
Yeah, same, man. You're just gonna continue to kind of hammer the system in to our players and make sure that they understand it, make sure that they understand what we're trying to do, when we're trying to do it, how we're trying to do it. And, you know, just it's repetition. Like, you got to, you know, that's all we can do right now, mm-hmm. is continuing to make sure that they understand on a mental level of what we're trying to do with our system.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything that you would like to add as we almost close out here?
You know, we're gonna do the work, we're gonna grind, and we're definitely, you know, optimistic about this upcoming year. More positive. We're definitely looking forward to being a lot better than we were last year, mm-hmm. in the season.
And my very last question is, why football and why is it so important to you?
As Coach said, you know, it's football is the ultimate team game. It's the ultimate, like you said. Like, there's not one, possibly two players that you will determine an outcome of the game. It's gonna take, you know, a whole team. That's why it is the ultimate team game, and it's on a universal level that everybody knows that. Football is important to me because it taught me important life lessons that did, like Coach said, that did translate over into my everyday life. And when you find something, an activity, a sport, whatever it is that can help you become a better person, better man, I think that should be very important. And that's why, you know, football is important to me, because it did help me, mold me, into the man that you actually see today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Coach Eric. And yeah, we will see each other tomorrow at the game. And yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you both coaches. And I hope you could enjoy the interviews with Samuel Richards and Eric Taylor. And we're going to jump right into the next interview. I did interviews with the players after the so-called spring ball. So a football camp that is happening every year during springtime, and the football players will focus on their skills and will work out and train and analyze their skills and what they should work on. And the very last week or weekend of spring camp, that will have the so-called spring ball, so a game where the players of the SFU football team play against each other and where the coaches can analyze their skills and how they worked on themselves and what should be better and what is already good. And I was there. I watched the game. It was very interesting. It was warm. We had good weather. I was there with two friends of mine. And we watched the game, and I talked to the players, to the coaches. It was a successful game, and everybody was happy, and it was a good vibe. So now please enjoy the interview I did with the players and one coach. So be hyped, and yeah, be excited about the interview that I have for you now with the SFU football team about spring ball. So please enjoy.
Quarterback, and I'm going into my fifth year this year.
My name is Jarrell Cummings, and I play corner.
My name is Sam Davenport, and I am a receiver here.
Keyshawn Dorsey, quarterback.
My name is Coach Doman, and I'm a defensive assistant.
I'm Sean Legipede, and I'm a corner.
I'm James Nibbs, and I'm playing defensive end right now.
My name is Mason Glover. I'm a former SFU football player, but now I coach the running backs, and and what I'm doing here is, you know, giving back to the community that gave it to me. So.
And how would you rate today's spring ball?
I thought it was super fun. A lot of the guys got to showcase what they've been working on for the past month, and it was fun to get a chance to play some live action with our team.
I'd give it 10-10s, you know, like good weather with the boys, can't complain.
I'd rate it probably like an 8 out of 10. There's things to work on for sure, but we had a really good performance for what we were given today. So.
Would I rate it?
Yeah.
Out of 10?
Doesn't matter.
I'll say like 8.5. We had good energy.
You know what? We have high standards around here. We're probably on defense. We were probably around a 7. You know, we had some bright spots, but we've got a lot of things to work on. Definitely during the summer and going into the fall.
I liked it. You know, it was competitive. Offense, defense was going off. You know, we stopped the offense, obviously,
And yeah, that's what we do.
Today's ping pong was pretty good. We got after it pretty well. There was good action from both sides of the ball. Personally, I feel like I didn't play awesome, but it was okay.
I think it was overall okay. I would give it about like 6.5 or 7 out of 10. You know, there were some bright spots here and there, and I think my position group, the running backs, did really well today. But you can see that we need to, there's a few kinks we need to kind of like work out, and definitely wasn't perfect, but it was a definite step in the right direction as for like previous years and previous performances.
And how did you prepare for today?
Like I normally do, I was playing video games last night and I was looking at my playbook a little bit just to reassure that I know what I'm doing, but I try to keep it pretty calm and relaxed.
Just did a little bit of homework yesterday, you know, got some finals coming up, studied, watched some film, and yeah, just relaxed.
Today, me personally, I was doing homework last night, so I had paper due, so I had to do that, and then look in the playbook, make sure everything's right, and our receivers also did a walkthrough before practice, so that's how we prepared.
Lots of studying, breaking down film, getting the playbook, all that.
We prepare like we always prepare. We're out here competing every day, trying to get better with our kids, keeping the system simple for them, and just challenging them to get a little better every day.
It's just the usual, you know, we're just ready for this. It's just a usual thing, you know, wake up, you know, locked in, watching film before, and physically ready, stretching before. So the usual.
Just all of spring camp, like we've been out here every day, working hard. Today personally, like we had some stretching beforehand, made sure we got here on time, lots of hydration, the usual stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a month-long kind of like spring ball is what we call it, and you know, there's meetings and different types of practices, like about 4 days a week. And, you know, a lot of that kind of came into fruition for today. It's a new offense we're running, so really a lot of these guys are for the first time kind of running it in a game-like setting. So a lot of preparation, practice, and meetings kind of led up to what was today. And I think it was pretty good for what, you know, preparation we had prior.
And how would you rate the last season, and what did you learn from the last season?
Last season wasn't ideal in some instances, but I think we finished a lot stronger than we started. And then I think this spring camp was a good chance to build on that same energy. So I'm pretty optimistic and pretty excited for this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. Last season, it was a tough one, but we learned a lot. So, I mean, like, I think we'll come strong this year. We've been preparing. We've become definitely more of a tight-knit group, so I think we'll be all right.
Well, not too happy with it, obviously. We're looking to keep working and keep grinding because can't settle for what we did last year. And we're looking forward to this year.
What I learned from last season, a lot of things that we need to work on, pass protection. Our defense actually played well. It was a highlight of our team last year. So just getting our offense, just bringing it up a little bit.
Last season was a big learning lesson. We were in a new conference. We competed our butts off. We got better as the year went on, which showed up when we had a big win here at home. And, you know, I liked what we did last year in a lot of ways, but we competed in one of the hardest divisions in all of Division II football. And so, we learned how to compete, and this year we're going to learn how to win.
The last season was a lot of learning, I would say. It's a lot of learning. You know, we just switched conference. We played in Texas, so adjusting to that was a little bit, you know, like a learning curve. But overall, I think we learned a lot, so we're moving to the right way.
Obviously, we had some struggles through last season. We just moved into the new conference playing against Texas teams. It wasn't amazing, but I think we prepared ourselves pretty well for this next year.
So, are you talking about like rating in comparison to last season?
Yeah, how was the last season?
Oh, the last season was. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. It was pretty bad, you know, and there was only one game where we really had success, and especially on the offensive side, and I felt like we didn't really use our players correctly in the offense that we had, but I have high hopes for this one, and I feel like what we've learned was we've learned that we're obviously, you know, a team that's going to be the undersized guy, or the guys aren't as athletic sometimes, but really need to beat our opponents in the game of knowledge and then strategy, because that, you know, we were one of the smartest players out there, and I believe that we're smarter than anybody that we play in our league. So just learning how to use our intelligence against them, you know, is definitely a learning point.
How much you learned from the last season?
Last season wasn't ideal in some instances, but I think we finished a lot stronger than we started. And then I think this spring camp was a good chance to build on that same energy. So I'm pretty optimistic and pretty excited for this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be my next question. Are you excited for the next season?
I'm ecstatic. I think we have a lot of athletes here, and I think we have a lot of opportunity to do some really fun and awesome things for the school.
Oh, yeah. Very excited for a new season.
Absolutely. Always excited.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited to get after it again.
I'm very excited for a new season.
And how do you prepare for the next season?
Lots of training, lots of weight room time, lots of time on the field, and then building team chemistry is kind of the biggest thing we get to do in the off season. So making sure we get our team together, whether it's doing football or just hanging out and bonding, but getting all the guys around in the same place.
Definitely gonna be training a lot this summer. Gonna stick to the basics, everything that I know. Train with my dad. He's been a big help, so.
Mm-hmm. Is he playing football too?
He used to play football. He played in the CFL, so.
New season. I'm really excited. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people with the athletes that we have, and we're going to do this by following our strength and conditioning coach. We got a new strength and conditioning coach, so we're going to be using them and idolizing them. I'm excited.
Just work hard in the off season and get ready.
Love seeing these guys grow. Love seeing them compete. Love competing in the league that we're in, the conference that we're in. And we are going to push them as much as we can this summer. And we're going to get out there and get after it.
So same thing as usual, just locked in, watch film, make sure your body's right, everything's right, and all things, everything.
I'm looking forward to this summer, preparing with the guys, getting in the weight room, getting in running, some sevens. It'll be a good time.
How we're going to prepare is kind of like the same as we did spring ball, but just kind of turn up the intensity in the when we come back here in August. And we'll do kind of like just picking up where we left off from today. And we'll have like a month-long training camp to evaluate where our players are kind of at, and then we'll determine like who are going to be the players that we're going to go to, and which guys are going to be the ones that need to develop a little bit more. And I'm pretty excited with what our development is right now, and I know our strength and conditioning coach, Chris Robertson, has a really good program for us in store, so I'm definitely excited.
So are you going to train over summer?
Yep, we will definitely be training over summer. We're going to have guys that are going to be out here on the field and in the weight room, just getting ready for the season. Then we're going to have guys that elites are going to go back home, but I know they're going to be putting in work over there too. So everybody's kind of pitching in to really step up their game this season, because we have new players coming in that are wanting to take some of the spots of our guys that are here. So, and I know some of our guys don't want that to happen, so they're going to be putting in a lot of work, and I'm excited for that.
Why did you choose football, and what does it mean to you?
I chose football when I played my first game when I was 8 years old. I was playing soccer up until then, and I learned that I could hit people and not get in trouble for it playing football. So that was kind of the most fun. But I like the relationships. You get to meet a lot of cool people, whether it's coaches or players, and then getting to travel. We get to go down to Texas. We got to go down to New Mexico. So there's a lot of really cool opportunity and new opportunity I don't think I would see if I wasn't playing football.
Football is everything. I chose it when I was about 8 years old, and the reason I play is because I wanted to be cool like my dad. So.
Mm-hmm. Football means a lot to me. I've been playing football for a long time. It's probably 14 years of my life, and it's always been there for me, so that's why I play it.
Well, I chose football at a very young age. It means a lot to me. Like, it means everything to me. It's all I work towards and stuff, so yeah.
Why I chose football, I actually played college baseball, and I coached football and baseball in Seattle, but I chose football because of the camaraderie. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like a locker room with these guys, and seeing them grow and develop. It's a rugged chess match is what it is. So there's a lot of moving parts, and you got to learn how to do your job while encouraging other people to do their job.
I chose football. Honestly, I didn't start playing football until like my grade 10 year. And then I just fell in love with the game, and that's pretty much how it happened. Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been playing football since I was 9 years old, so... I don't know, I played everything when I was growing up, and I just really enjoyed the team aspect of football. There's no one man makes a difference, but everyone's responsible for a part, and as a team, as a whole, as a unit, you make the change in the game. So I really love that aspect of it.
So I chose football because it was a sport that my family has played for a very long time. Actually, my family has a jersey number. We're number 26, so I was kind of the third person to wear that. And so what it means to me is pretty much like... So taught me a lot of stuff that I can apply into like real life, like, you know, camaraderie, teamwork, communication skills, being a leader. I was one of the captains here. Just a lot of like life skills that came into play that I would not have learned otherwise without the sport. So just transcending past, you know, good health habits and on the field performance and kind of that glory. It's more of the off the field life experiences that I gained.
There was the interview with the SFU football team, so coaches and players, about spring ball. And I know it has a little bit of a bitter taste to hear and listen to these interviews right now, especially because I met all of the players and the coaches, and they were really, really nice people, and it was so much fun talking to them. And I kind of recognized that I made some mistakes in the editing. I'm sorry for some mistakes I did. If you have recognized that, I'm sorry. Yeah, sometimes it turns out to, like, I don't know, it's the wrong interview, and then I have wrong parts that I put into wrong positions. So sorry for that. I'm still working on my interview and editing skills, and yeah, it's still so much to learn. That's why I'm here on the campus radio. And if you ever want to do interviews like that with the SFU football team or with other sports teams of SFU, then you should definitely come out and check our station out. It's in the sub building, very first floor, room 1420, and you can sign up for our volunteer program, and then you can learn how to make radio and how to do interviews and how to, yeah, work on your skills, what you can play, how to make radio, how to go on air and talk. And yeah, maybe you can have a speak up show like I do, or an open mic. We have so many options for many different people, and we also have work behind the scenes, so you can also help us, for example, at the music department or at the programming. And yeah, it's so much fun here, so should definitely come and check us out. You can also check us out on our Instagram, on our Facebook and Twitter, and also YouTube. You can also go on our website, cjsf.ca. And now I have one last song for today. It's called Into the Deep End by Child, and it kind of fit to the interviews I did with the players, because now the varsity team of the SFU football comes to an end, and I'm really, really sad to say that. And now here I am to appreciate them, and yeah, to tell that it was so much fun working with them, interviewing them, working with the head coach, Mike Regal. He's a really nice guy. And if you want to support them, check them out on their Instagram and their website. And we will link their Instagram and Twitter and all of their social media and their website on our website, cjsf.ca, on our archives on Speak Up. So you should definitely check that out. Maybe there will be a change, maybe not. We'll have to see. We have to wait and lean back. And hopefully I get the head coach on air soon so that we can talk about it. Maybe there is hope, hopefully. And yeah, I will keep you updated about the team and what's going on with them. But now here's our very last song, Child, with Into the Deep End. Enjoy.
Swimming low, streaming to
Into the Deep End, Child. A very nice song that I like and kind of fits to today's topic. So the end of the SFU varsity football team. Here at SFU, really, really sad news, but this is how it is, and we can't change it. Maybe there will some change, as I already said. I will keep you updated about it, and I hope you will have a great week, a great weekend, and I hope you could enjoy today's Speak Up Show. I'm your host, Vivian, and I hope you had fun today. This is actually my second last Speak Up Show. I'm really, really sad because actually I'm going back to Germany, so if you don't know me, I'm the German intern here at CJSF. I've been here since 1st of November and I had so much fun, and I will definitely come back for sure. You would definitely hear me. This is not my very last show. I mean, it's the last show for this spring. So my second last show. So be excited for my next week's show or episode, because I'm going to talk about the Willow Project, a project that's happening right now in Alaska and was now newly approved by Joe Biden. And it's a huge thing. And I will try to invite some live interview guests. And stay tuned for that. So please tune in. It's a very, very important topic to me. And it's also really, really important for our future and for our environment and our society in general. And it's really interesting. So please tune in and, yeah, support me. Share it on your social media, because the more people know about it, the better. Because nobody really knows about it. So many people heard about it, but not so many people know about it. So please share it. Please tune in next Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m. And if you want to listen more to my voice, you should definitely tune in tomorrow, 10 to 11 a.m. Where I have two intravenous and I have a very special interview guest, Paola, and we will talk about her new game, Intro Bang. And our next show is coming up. We're running out of time again. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Next show is coming up, Democracy Now! Hopefully you can enjoy that too with some news, and hope you have a great week. Have a great weekend, and we're going to hear each other next Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m. Tune in. I'm out for now. And yeah, this is Democracy Now!